October 17th to 20th, O'Reilly's presenting the European Open Source Conference in Amsterdam. In this FooCast, conference co-chair Nat Torkington talks about EuroOSCON and how this new conference builds on the strengths and traditions of the U.S. Open Source Conference.
We've had a wildly successful conference in the U.S. for a long time. We've been doing OSCON in San Diego, Monterey, and now in Portland. And we've got 2,500 people who love the mix of deep technology and really interesting hackers that we can bring to the table. And so we thought there's a whole lot of really interesting technology and really deep hackers that are working in Europe. Why don't we try doing a conference over there? We've got 1 day of tutorials and 3 days of sessions planned at a very nice hotel in Amsterdam. We're looking to bring together the interesting people and the interesting projects.
You kick off the conference as you traditionally do with an interesting night featuring Larry Wall and Damian Conway.
It becomes staples at the American OSCON. Larry's best known as the father of Perl, or if you're not a Perl programmer, possibly as the father of the RN newsreader, or the patch program if you're an open source developer. And so he's brings a lot of open source cred to the table, but he's also not just talking about open source and not just talking about Perl, but he generally tends to speak to the human elements of what we do. And so it's always thought-provoking and philosophical in a way that probably you don't get at other conferences. Damien's known as the mad genius of Perl, the crazy man in the basement who can make Perl speak Latin, who can make it speak Klingon, who can bring us Perl 6 before Perl 6 is here, and possibly even bring us Perl 7 before Perl 6 is here. He's just doing amazing stuff in Perl, and he's always an entertaining speaker.
So you think of Perl as sort of the foundations of OSCON, sort of where it all started, and yet as I look over the program here, you're reaching into the future with people like David speaking on Ruby and Rails.
We grew out of the Perl conference, the very first conferences that O'Reilly did were the Perl conferences. But open source is much more than Perl. We have strong Python representation. We have David Heindemeyer Hansen talking about Ruby on Rails, giving a tutorial and a keynote on that. Looked like everything was getting staid and boring, and then along came Rails in the web development world, it blew it out of the water. We've got Apache, we've got MySQL, we've got Postgres. Pretty much you name an open source technology and we have it there. There's a Linux track that's really sort of Linux operating systems, other operating systems and applications. So we cover things like the FreeBSD release methodology, which is a really interesting topic for anybody who's looking to see how a huge open source project manages its releases.
You know, some folks who haven't been to an O'Reilly open source conference before might be a little surprised to see Microsoft on the program.
I used to believe that shared source wasn't open source, that there was a reason the name was different. And there is a reason the name is different, but it's not because Microsoft don't intend to use open source or create open source where they can. Shared source is an umbrella term for the whole initiative within Microsoft to release software source code. And O'Reilly philosophy says, we don't judge them to be bad for putting a restrictive license on. It's their software. They can choose whatever license they wish to use. The market will decide whether the software lives or dies. The core source code to their business, like the Windows source code, isn't open sourced. The source code is available, but it's not very open. However, there are projects, for instance, the Windows XML-based installer, which have a huge community-based building around them and which are truly open source in the open source sense of it being a GPL-like license or a BSD-like license or an Apache-style license. I think Microsoft are really on the ball about releasing software as open source, and we're going to see a lot more of it from them. Microsoft should learn from what the open source community has done, and the open source community should learn that some things Microsoft do is not evil. Jason Mattuso is the head of the Shared Source Initiative at Microsoft, and so he's going to be keynoting at EuroOSCON to talk about what they're doing and how it ties into open source. And in case anybody thinks that we've sold out by inviting the devil to the table or anything like that, the OSCON keynotes on Tuesday feature people like Alan Cox, who's pretty much well-known as one of the main developers of the Linux kernel. And he'll be there to give us his take on open source as well. So there's certainly no treachery on our part inviting Microsoft. We believe there should be a good discussion to be had here.
So much of O'Reilly conferences happen both inside and outside of sessions. What kind of a field do you expect to see here at EuroOSCON?
Oh, the hallway track is always the best attended. There's always great people to run into. One of the things we pride ourselves on doing is bringing the leading people from different parts of open source together into the one room, in one building, so that you can meet them and talk to them. And so you get amazing discussions and initiatives that are created as a result of this. There's something to be said for having the head of Ruby on Rails and the head of Perl and a major developer behind Apache all at the same table. If you have a problem that you're trying to work your way through with open source, if you're looking to get the best experiences of people who are out there on the cutting edge adopting open source, then there's no better place to be. We've also got some really interesting stuff in there on emerging technologies. We have not just the straight up open source that everybody's familiar with, MySQL and Apache and Python, for instance. We've tried to get in some content that's a little more on the interesting side. For example, we have Nikolai Nyholm talking about his work hacking the Linksys Wi-Fi routers to add in extra features that make them competitive with very high-end Cisco boxes. We have somebody talking about FPGA hacking. So it's hardware, creating hardware using open source tools, and in essence creating open source hardware. So we try to get beyond the obvious open source candidates and give you a sign of some of the things that are coming down the hallway, as well as the stuff that you need to know about, you know, how to migrate to an open source database, for example, or getting started with Subversion, or what's new in Firefox. These are things that that we have, but we also try to provide something that looks further down the road.
Nat Torkington, conference co-chair for EuroOSCON, which runs October 17th to 20th in Amsterdam. For more information and to register, visit conferences.oreilly.com.